are listening to the Gospel Trail.
Thank you. This podcast is called Jesus is Born. It's taken from Luke chapter 2. Luke refers to a mandatory census that required people to travel to their hometown. This is why Joseph and Mary traveled so far from where they lived in Galilee, a dangerous task considering her pregnancy. They traveled to Bethlehem, which was more or less a suburb of Jerusalem. That's in a whole different area of the country. After arrival, she soon went into labor. The Son of God found his first earthly home to be a feeding bin for animals. There was no other place for him. As the birth occurred, shepherds were in the nearby fields when an angel appeared and lit up the area with the glory of God. The angel told them a rescuer had been born, and they could find him in the animal feeder wrapped in the strips of cloth. Many angels of the Lord's army joined them in praising God, and the shepherd joined in with the practicing, with the praising. Circumcision is a ritual practice with baby Jews, and sometimes older boys and men. When they went to the circumcision ceremony, Simeon, a good man and lover of God, stated that this was the beginning of the refreshing, and now that he had seen his Savior, Israel's Messiah, and that the Messiah would expose the inner thoughts of their hearts to God. A prophetess named Anna was an aged widow who worshipped continually in the temple. She broke out in loud worship when she saw the long-anticipated Messiah. There were also spiritual priests who heard prophecy of this new Messiah and followed the star to locate him, never imagining that King Herod could wish him anything less than the best. The spiritual priests, or so-called wise men, gave Herod general details of his location and went to Bethlehem to worship him. Fortunately, Joseph was warned of the plot in a dream, and thus they escaped to Egypt to avoid being killed. Thus, two more prophecies were fulfilled, that a shepherd king would emerge from Bethlehem, and a prophecy that they would come from Egypt. The spiritual priest returned home another way to avoid Herod. When King Herod realized what happened, he set an edict out to all boys in Bethlehem under the age of 2, and they were to be killed. This massacre of innocent babies had also been foretold by the prophet Jeremiah. See chapter 31, verses 14 to 15. Assured by an angel they were now safe from Herod, they returned to Galilee rather than Bethlehem, which was safer and fulfilled yet another prophecy in the Old Testament. It is at this point that we would like to include a description of what life was like for a Jewish boy growing up at these times and places where Jesus lived. This will take a podcast that is a bit longer than usual, but I'm sure you will find it to be informative. It will begin with Jesus' trip to Egypt at about 2 years of age and end at the wedding of Cana, the beginning of his earthly ministry. The most dependable sources will be used, not apocryphal books that are fairy tales, for the most part, and not trustworthy. Instead, I have chosen what is commonly known about Jewish boys growing up at that area at that time. We will also include the biblical account of Jesus visiting Jerusalem at age 12 and the significance of what occurred. This is Brother Don.
You are listening to the Gospel Trail.